Glad I should have taken another.
What's the expression? Gamza Latova?
Is that the right? Exactly.
Right pronunciation?
Precisely. That's exactly right.
Gamza Latova.
Exactly right. Okay, so we're going to do a little bit of Pathway to Joy. So the first thing to understand is the greatness of holy desire, Ratzon. What is the power of Ratzon? The power of Ratzon is endless. Ratzon. Rav Nachman says every defilement, every negative characteristic, all of it comes from bad yearning, bad desires, negative, unproductive desire. Person wants, I don't know, this type of car, this type of this, this type of that, and he doesn't really thinking about Hashem. He just wants who knows what.
The latest toy.
Yeah, whatever he has. Apple 9, Apple 10, whatever it is, who knows, whatever it is. A bundle of apples, a bushel of apples, whatever it is, what he needs, right? He wants his, you know, that's what he wants. So how do you purify oneself? How do I purify myself? So we purify ourselves by yearning for good things. If I yearn for Hashem for good, that purifies me, that makes me able to counter the negative yearning, the negative desire. First of all, we all want to get the light of Torah. The light of Torah, where do we get the light of Torah from? Light of Torah, of Nosson says, is an aspect like mind. Torah is called mind, that's what the saints say. It goes to a place that's low. Torah goes to a place that's low. If you feel arrogant, if you feel great, you're not going to get Torah. Torah doesn't work that way. Or, Rachmana Tzlan, the Torah you're going to get, it's not going to be a good type of Torah. It's going to be a negative type of Torah. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz wants to talk to a young man in the mirror. He said, no, how's it going? He said, everything's going great. What? Everything's going great? Chavrusa is learning? Yeah, it's all friend beginning. Perfect. He said, my friend, there is one of two possible explanations of how that could possibly be. Either you are fooling yourself, everything's not going great at all, and your learning's not happening like you think or like it should, you're not fulfilling your potential like you should, or your learning is a very bad character, has very bad characteristics to it, so there's no barriers. Because I've never met anyone who really made it who it all went easy. So there's no such thing. You have to yearn and break through and get through the barriers. So Torah comes to a person, through yearning. A person yearns, mind. He's offered the Torah. Torah's like mind. It pours in to a weird, not where you're, if you make yourself high. That's the thing where Abram says, if I make myself big, Torah doesn't have any place to go. What do you mean? You know, it's the Gemara says, Simadanias, right? Gaiva, Gasaruach. The Gemara says in the Dharma, the person, you want to find someone, how do you know if someone's poor? Here's the Balgaiva. Wow, we know a lot of wealthy people who have a lot of, wow, the hubris is like, I mean, it's almost like they have a copyright or something, you know, don't impinge on my copyright. How dare you? I'm the one who could act that arrogant. You need people like that. He's got millions of dollars. He feels like the biggest person in the world. So, the truth is, the Gemara says, that means Torah. But it's poor in Torah. He has no Torah. He has no life, no connection, nothing. He has money. Okay, very nice. What now? Need the money? What's going to happen? Like, what's it?
What does that mean?
What does that mean? We need to have money because there's spiritual content to money. That's what the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says the spiritual content, what's really drawing us, is there's a spiritual light to money. If we use it right and use it properly, so it retains the spiritual content. And if not, we want more because we darken it. We throw out the spiritual content. It's only potential, not actual. So that's why kesef, it's not an accident. That kisufin means yearning and kesef means money. It's the same word. Kisufin is kesef is it's silver, right? It alludes to chasadim, chesed. Chesed also is mind. Kindness is mind. That's yearning. That's the yearning. He wakes up. He starts like a, you know, we're learning about the kiddush. We'll talk about it a little later. This bechina is called the be'er. One access these wonderful streams. These wonderful. That's something inside a person. I'm supposed to be yearning. I'm supposed to be.
Let's say when Hashem stopped the massage. Means you cannot. Let's say too much.
You have to yearn. Bitachon can Bitachon is its own discussion, really, because Bitachon, applied emunah, is tricky. It's very easy to say I have applied emunah because really I'm extremely lazy and I don't want to work. So I say, what do you mean? I have applied emunah. Why should I sit from 9 to 5? What I need to do is have applied emunah. Everything will be fine. So you have to be careful to know you're really there. And it's really a hard work. Yeah. The Rebbe says a person working bitachon all day, every day is bitachon. He has to bring that money. And he's yearning. Please, Hashem, help me. All day, every day. He's not. He doesn't have time to work on his anger. He doesn't have time. Only in terms of getting the bitachon together, because it's such a hard work. Rav Nosson actually said to Rav Yitzchak, now that you're married, my son, I don't have enough bitachon for you and your family too. I just can't do it. I have enough bros. I can't, you too, it's too much.
I listened to the moment first to say to me, Christ, for Parnassah is 140.
It's not simple, it's very hard. Yes, again, it's not easy. However you do it, it's not easy. Whatever you do is not going to be simple. This world was made for toil, it's not easy. But it's very, very easy to abstain. And say, oh, I have to talk. No problem. I need to get a job. I have to work. It's going to be fine. Everything. Shem will take care of everything. He's just simply very, extremely lazy. And he doesn't understand why it doesn't work out. Why doesn't it work out? I don't know.
Do you want to pray or do you want that you...
It depends on you. It depends on the person. Every person is different. Some people, they need to work. Some people need to be involved in bitachon. It's possible to access the light of bitachon and really be there, but it's easy to fool yourself and say, I'm there, and you're not there.
I mean, when you give no effort in Torah study, it's like...
Of course, but you have to really connect to Hashem with it. You connect to Hashem. That's what Rav Chaim Vital says, Rav Meir says, we say in all this. All these incredible things come from someone in the Torah of the Shema. So wait a minute. Why do we have these things? Rav Chaim Vital says, well... Duh, because we're not learning Torah Lishma. He's obviously, we don't know. I mean, of course, there are exceptions, right? Hananya ben Dosa, right? The Gemara says, the whole world is Nizam because of Hananya Bani. And Hananya Bani is, right? And Hananya Bani only wants a, right, Kav Charuvim, a little bit of Kabs, he's okay. So it's important, many Chassidic Sfarim all over the place, but this particular, last week's Parashah brought the Ol Yisrael, brought this idea, and he brought it in terms of the Be'eris, that Yitzchak was digging these Be'eris, these wonderful wells, the wellsprings. So he said, you know, the Be'er, this is the aspect of the Be'er, the Tzadikim bring the Shefa to everyone. So he said, the whole world gets sustenance, Bishvil Chananya Bani. Bishvil means what? On behalf of, because of, right? But what's a Shvil in Hebrew? A Shvil is a conduit, it's a path. So Bishvil Chananya Bani, and Chananya Bani is conduit, everyone gets, but he doesn't want it. Like a tzino, he doesn't want. The conduit doesn't get anything, he just goes through it. It's a channel, it goes through. The channel doesn't get anything, he gets whatever it is, you know, he just wants a little bit. So everything's to the service. So they came, they're great people, but the mice, the bottom line, as usually, it's not so easy to work out what to do and how to do it. I mean, it's finished in Altan Varda, someone said, am I also allowed to borrow money? Borrow money without any cheshbon. It'll work out. God will prepare.
There's always a game. The Shem Monkey, the Sheva.
You can never tell. It's not yet. Anger is a killer for this, for sure. Yeah. But it's not so simple. Yep, it's always turning again to Hashem. That's true, absolutely. It's always another issue, another issue. You think it's okay, it's another issue, another issue. I mean, the Bechina, the Inyan here is... The Indian here is the Altan Varak. Someone would say, can I borrow money? You borrow money, you say happy talk, and Hashem will pay back. Can I do that too? He said, can I also borrow money? Hashem will pay back? Like, I happy talk, and Hashem will pay back or not? He said, it's very simple. If someone would come to you and say, can I borrow this amount of money, but I don't have money to pay back, but I'm relying on Hashem. If you give the loan, you can also do it. But if you would not give a loan, you say, I'm really sorry, sir, but I can't give you the $1,000 on the hope that it'll come together. No, you're not allowed to borrow it either because you don't have to be talking. But you just wanna find a way out of your problems.
It's the highest point when you give him loan that you have more
money. Huh? Of course, in a certain way, sure, definitely. That's Shemitah. It's a Shemitah also. You're not worried. But the bottom line is it's very easy to fake it. It's easy to fake because it's very hard to know. You throw yourself in. It's hard to figure out what went. It doesn't always. I mean, Rav Nosson is famous. Rav Nosson, when he first started getting involved with the Rebbe, he had some serious tzaras, serious troubles. People were worried about your money. You don't want to make money. So he went to maybe in his Bodus. I think in his Bodus. Maybe the Rebbe's tzin after the Rebbe passed away. I'm not sure. I think in his Bodus before. And he said, "Ribbono shel Olam, please give me at least." I don't know what he said. I can't also develop my ruchnius and also just like people on my neck. What are you going to get your parnasa from? I can't do it. So he said he had 19 good years. 19 years he was okay with. Parnassah is his father was, before the Rebbe passed away, his father's partner's like, no, let's just make him a partner with his money and we'll give him revenue and he earned his money. And like, that's a fantastic thing. It's not a simple thing to see, you know, to it's in through fire and water for sure. He 19 years he got together. One tefillah. You never know. Sometimes a tefillah helps incredibly. Reb Bender also had a situation. His son was very ill. His son was very, very ill. Yeah, his wife. His wife made him a hard time. So he said, so he turned to Hashem. He said, please, how much can I take of it? But Reb Bender's son was very, very ill. And it was an infant, I think. And he went to the Rebbe Numa, like the, you know, the kever. And he said, please, at least give me 50 years. Please, Hashem, please. And the child lived 50 years, and then he died. He's like, oh, God, why didn't I ask for 100? Like, why didn't I ask for 100? But yeah, it's like not, sometimes I feel it, it's like, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what happens. You don't know what it means. So that's the first thing. Yearning has an incredible power to do anything, to counter every bad thing. It's unbelievable power. That's what yearning is. That's the very first thing. And when you yearn, you can get anywhere in the whole world. Anywhere. That's where Yisrael Salanter was once discussing. It says, Hashem said to Avram, Lech Lecha. Hashem said, go, you go. I'll show you what to do. Hashem was showing Avram how to live. Go, search, find your Yisrael. You'll figure out what you need to do and how to do it. So they're telling me, Amsterdam, he gave a year. He said, oi, how can a person merit this level? Where it says, Hashem said to Avram. How do you merit? How do you get there? So Yisrael Salanter said, if you want, if you yearn, you can also come to this place where it says, V'yom Hashem l'naftali. Hashem said, you can get there too. It's up to you. Totally up to us. It's our choice. So that's today's Pesach to Joy. The beginning of yearning. Yearning. Through yearning, you can get anywhere in the whole world. Everything is open. Everything is completely open. If you only want it, we'll get it. That's what Nassim says. If you want, you're going to get there. You just need to wait, be patient, and really, really yearn. But that's how we counter. When I look and I see I have negativity in me, I yearn, that's how I counter negativity. That's what the Rashi says. Shem Shem Tos, yearn. Shema. That's today's.